The world of work is changing at breakneck speed, yet most organizations remain trapped in outdated industrial-era frameworks. In the next Rules of Work, Gary Bowles offers a timely compass for navigating the shifting landscape. While many focus on either resisting change or surrendering to it, Bowles charts a third path, intentionally shaping change to benefit all stakeholders. The pandemic merely accelerated trends already underway, forcing organizations to confront outdated assumptions about where, when, and how work happens. Remote work proved that productivity doesn't require constant supervision, and flexible arrangements can benefit both employers and employees. Those clinging to old rules find themselves at a competitive disadvantage in a marketplace that increasingly values autonomy, purpose, and flexibility. Work's meaning has transformed through history. From punishment in ancient Greece, where ponos, work, related to the Latin pena, punishment, to divine service during the Protestant Reformation. The Industrial Revolution later converted these religious ideas into scientific management principles, establishing today's organizational hierarchies. Industrial frameworks created a linear life model: education, career, then retirement. Workers became human resources to maximize shareholder value. While this system worked in stable environments, today's rapid changes expose its flaws. Degrees now hold value for just 5 years, and tech skills become obsolete within 15 months. Bowles outlines three future scenarios: the jobcopalypse of mass automation displacement, the abundance scenario where technology creates more work, and a likely middle path where simultaneous abundance and scarcity create winners and losers based on adaptability. Importantly, automation isn't inevitable. It's a choice. When organizations automate, they can lay off workers, implement pay cuts, redirect talent to innovation, or invest in retraining. The pandemic illustrated these dynamics. While 225 million jobs vanished globally, the 10 wealthiest individuals gained $500 billion. The core challenge isn't technology itself, but managing unprecedented rates of change. How do we navigate this shifting landscape? Bowles offers four fundamental principles. 1. Empower effectiveness. Create environments where workers can do their best work by leveraging technology, embracing autonomy, and utilizing data-driven decision-making. 2. Enable growth. Develop skills and maximize human potential through continuous learning, mentorship, and experiential opportunities. 3. Ensure involvement. Support diversity, equity, and inclusive growth through fair practices and psychological safety. 4. Encourage alignment. Help workers understand stakeholder problems and align their efforts with strategic goals through transparent communication. Under these principles, traditional employment evolves dramatically. Workers increasingly adopt portfolio careers, simultaneously maintaining multiple arrangements: a traditional job, consulting projects, startup ventures, and volunteer work. The conventional three-stage career model transforms into a dynamic portfolio of work that includes low-risk elements, stable employment, moderate-risk ventures, consulting, high-risk opportunities, entrepreneurship, and learning investments, skill development. Traditional organizations are transforming from rigid hierarchies to fluid, adaptive networks. Teams shift from groups performing complementary tasks to problem-centered collaborators who dynamically organize around challenges. This requires deep awareness of each other's superpowers to effectively distribute work and leverage complementary skill sets. The traditional workforce evolves into a worknet, a complex network of humans creating value through diverse arrangements. This ecosystem includes part-time specialists, global talent, contractors, gig workers, apprentices, consultants, and even engaged customers. Management transforms from command and control to team guides who excel at asking powerful questions rather than providing all the answers. Physical workspaces evolve from static cubicle farms to dynamic environments optimized for intentional collaboration. organizations now manage a diverse portfolio of space, including traditional offices, distributed hubs, co-working spaces, and home workspaces. The nature of organizational change itself transforms. Instead of reaching a stable future state, transformation becomes a continuous journey through incremental phase changes. At the heart of the next rules lies a fundamental truth. Humans are problem-solving engines, and work is increasingly problem-centric. Our cognition follows four phases: collect information, process information, abstract information, and apply learning. We're designed for trial and error, making mistakes, determining what didn't work, adjusting, and trying again. Unfortunately, many organizational cultures shame failure, creating aversion to risk-taking. Young people today are flipping the traditional career sequence. Under the old rules, people first sought what they could be paid for, then what they were good at, and only later might find work they loved or that the world needed. Today's youth start with wanting to do what the world needs, believing this will lead to work they love, which they'll get good at, and eventually be paid well for. This explains why many immediately ask about an organization's purpose. They don't want to wait to solve meaningful problems. Which skills should we prioritize in a world of uncertainty? Bowles identifies four essential flex skills that form the acronym PACE: problem solvers who are adaptive and creative with empathy. Problem solving is why people hire you. With this mindset, you're more likely to leverage existing skills or develop new ones to overcome challenges. Adaptability encompasses thinking flexibly, rapidly iterating, and taking manageable risks. It's powered by a growth mindset that believes in continual skill development. Creativity keeps humans ahead of automation. Our abilities to envision novel solutions and integrate strategies from disparate fields are deeply human skills. Empathy, understanding another's lived experience, is uniquely human and critically important, whether empathizing with customer problems or teammates' perspectives. Your skills portfolio is like a Venn diagram with many possible intersections. Your superpowers exist where what you're good at meets what you love doing. Like an iceberg, you're likely blind to many of your own skills, with others often seeing your abilities better than you do. Creating an inclusive future requires coordination across individuals, organizations, communities, and countries. Worker collectivism has declined dramatically, with only 6% of private sector workers covered by labor agreements. Bowles advocates for AI governance, making algorithms visible, reinventing worker collaboration, and organizations inviting collective voice, arguing this creates better business outcomes. Next, organizations embed purpose in their DNA by committing to expanded stakeholders, making contractual commitments as benefit corporations, guiding themselves by explicit impact metrics, treating workers as whole people, and baking purpose into products and processes. Despite ongoing disruption where traditional skill sets lose value and old rules erode, humanity's remarkable achievements give reason for hope. Eradicating diseases, lifting billions from poverty, digitally connecting half the planet, and advancing technology that solves increasingly complex problems. As we shape the future of work, we must commit to a powerful principle: no human left behind. The choices we make today will determine whether technology serves humanity's highest potential or deepens our divides.